The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, Holistic Clinical Pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Dr. Sherry Heumann about music for nursing home elders with Alzheimer's. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. In the news this week from Prevention Magazine, some interesting tips about natural stress relievers. According to a recent survey, it turns out that 73% of us are often frustrated by the little things. So here's some ideas to chew on. We're going to talk about anxiety, anger, and depression busters. Here we go. Let's start with depression. So if your Thai takeout order arrives and is wrong again, and you're depressed and feel that bad luck seems to follow you everywhere, try this. Think mistakes happen, and it doesn't mean that you live under a dark cloud. Take action. Call to ask for a free pad Thai next time. Well, that makes sense. All right, let's talk about anger. So if this happens, somebody cuts ahead of you in line at the deli or the grocery store or while you're driving and you're angry. How can he do that? Didn't he see you? How can he be so rude, you say? Well, try this instead. We all think life should be fair, but very often it is not. Resolve not to let a careless act ruin your day. Take a deep breath. And finally, anxiety busters. Say your boss made a ton of red marks notes on your presentation. You've worked hours, days to prepare. You're sure you will be fired. You have anxiety. You wake up at 3 a.m. convinced that you'll soon be living under a rock. Try this instead. Write your fears in a notebook. Re-examine them in the light of day so that you have a clear idea of what actions to take. And again, take a deep breath and step back. Some great tips for stress relief. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Dr. Sherry Heumann was the Associate Professor of Management and Entrepreneurial Studies at Xavier University in Cincinnati. And in fact, that's where we first met. She was the program's first Castellini Chair in Entrepreneurial Studies and retired early due to a progressive chronic illness. Sherry has had the good fortune of having many talented musicians in her life and has been a vocalist in a house band of good friends who have been meeting regularly for over 30 years. That just warms my heart. Welcome, Dr. Sherry, to Your Holistic Health.
Thank you, Dr. Kathy. I appreciate being on the show with you.
Well, you live in Lexington, Kentucky, and I just think that's very close to Nashville, and I think that music kind of filters its way up and into your heart and spirit. How long have you been singing, and when did you get started with the band, specifically singing in nursing homes?
Well, I started singing about 2006 after the chronic illness that I had, multiple sclerosis, forced me to retire early, and my neurologist told me about a book by a neurologist and musician called Musicophilia, Tales of Music and the Brain. And in it, the doctor, Sachs, talks about how music can help with healing, potentially, or at least de-stressing. And then a friend of ours in the band, had read a Wall Street Journal article roughly the same time several years ago about how there was a group of friends that played music informally and found that it was very successful to go to nursing homes and particularly Alzheimer's groups. So we all read the article and decided that maybe we should try that because we were pretty much an informal house band just having fun at home. And but the type of music that we played was from the 1930s up to like the 1960s and 70s. And a lot of that music is really classic and sort of a coming of age for those people at the nursing home. So we called one of the nursing homes and they jumped on it and then we, you know, were asked back.
Well, you know, there's a lot written about how emotions are retained throughout life and even through Alzheimer's disease. And that's one of the reasons why I think we wanted you to be on the show and sort of encourage listeners who maybe have a loved one in a nursing home and have never thought about the power, but really recognize that we all come alive when we enjoy music that brings back memories and refreshes our spirit. But tell us a little bit more about the members in your band. Who are these guys and how'd you all get together?
Yeah, well, it's funny. All of us have a love of music coming from our families and our, you know, friends from decades ago. And when my husband and I bought a house in 1980, he specifically wanted to have a room in the house that could be designated as the music room so that all of his friends that played with him would have a place to, you know, put their musical instruments and leave them so they were out of the way but yet ready. So we were lucky to find a house then in 80. And actually before we had bought the house and were married, we were all friends with others who were musicians, mostly informal, you know, fun musicians who weren't necessarily playing for professionally. And, you know, from like the 1978 probably. So we all were rotating houses at that time. I wasn't really involved right then other than just being supportive. And the group now has a name, which when we play at the nursing homes, it's, we now call ourselves Stardust Memories. So that's now, you know, jumping ahead to you know, 2012 or 2011 when we were starting this. The core group is about 8 to 10 friends. We have, you know, two saxophone players, flute players. We've got a keyboard, 3 or 4 guitar players. We've got a bass player and a couple of drummers or percussionists, and then I'm a vocalist. And, you know, it's just become one of those weekly high points for all of us. Some are in their late 30s that we've met more recently, and they have families and can only come occasionally. We have others who are retired and can come every week.
And you all share a common denominator with just a beautiful spirit of encouragement and joy. I mean, I've had the privilege of being present during one of these jam sessions, well, more than one, actually, and watched you and watched the others' countenances shine. So it must be something that comes back and gives back to you just as much as you're giving to others.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we get, I think, for example, once we, you know, were invited to do a gig at one Alzheimer's, the word got out, and we were invited to several different groups, not just Alzheimer's units of nursing homes, but also, you know, retirement homes in general. And we went to several, and because the word got out that this was a good thing. And as one of the band members always says at the end, you know, they'll come up and say, you know, the members or the residents come up and say, you know, thank you so much, we've really enjoyed this. Or if they're Alzheimer's patients particularly, they may not do that, but they show us in other ways that they appreciated it. But as one of our band members says, you know, we always end it with thank you so much for the opportunity to enjoy ourselves because we get so much out of it.
I bet I can guess who's saying that, but we won't say that on the air. Well, since we're focusing on Alzheimer's, let's just do a bit of background on that for our listeners. Many people worry about memory loss throughout life, and it's really it's more than we can get into on the show tonight, but just in general, it's can be a series, progressive series of change in the brain, or it can be very different and distinct, many different diagnostics, and let's say anywhere from mild cognitive disorder or memory loss due to aging to something called ischemic stroke-related dementia to that menopausal fog that many of us know about if we've experienced that time of life, to loss of memory from high cholesterol or the medicines, the statins that are used to treat that, all the way up to Alzheimer's itself or the Parkinson-like Alzheimer's that people get when they have Parkinson's disease. So goodness sakes alive, there are many different types of memory loss. But tonight in particular, because the A word is, I think, many people's greatest fear, and what brings a lot of our loved ones into a nursing home setting, always looking for creative ways to bring them out of their shell and to bring joy and brighten their day. I am absolutely just touched that your band, all of you, have the gift of service and the gift of the musical talents that you do. And you've been together for so long. You're almost like a family now.
Oh, yes, we are. We are definitely like a family. You know, we've had a couple of band members who've passed away. We've had births, you know, from other family members. I mean, you know, we are a family when you've been together weekly, nearly weekly for over 30 years, yes. And when we go to a gig at, an Alzheimer's group, I feel like we probably look like a family because we just know each other so well. We can watch each other in terms of music changes and what to do with the audience and that sort of thing. So I think that's a big part of it. It's very personal.
I love it. All right, you mentioned that the Alzheimer's patients have a different way of showing you that they are relating to the music. Let's talk a little bit about that, and maybe you can give us some examples of some of the old songs that you've done for one of the shows. I think was in a Richmond Place nursing home. Was that in Lexington, Sherry?
Yes, that was. Yes, everything we've done has been in the Lexington, in the different facilities here in Lexington. Some of the songs, I mean, as I said a minute ago, the songs range from the 1930s to mainly the 60s or 70s. Things like Summertime, Autumn Leaves, Tennessee Waltz, Let's Fall in Love, Chattanooga Choo Choo, you know, all sorts of really classic songs, things that many of them will be able to sing or will remember at least the chorus. And what happens is, the first time we did this, and it really was surprising to all of us and inspiring, and then, of course, we've seen it over and over every time we go to an Alzheimer's unit, is that the band gets in, we're set up, and the patients are, you know, the residents are in the audience, and they have usually a nice little area where, you know, folks are sitting, and many times the family members come because they put the word out that a music group is coming. So we've had a number of family members with the patients, and what happens is, and the staff even says this, that it's amazing. You'll see it over three or four songs. The people who were sitting there, as you said, kind of in their shell, you know, not making eye contact, not physically moving at all, after maybe the second, third, fourth song, suddenly you'll see them make eye contact with us. It's just flabbergasting. And then the next thing you'll see are, you know, a number of them who were in that zone, in that shell right away, early, you know, maybe start tapping their foot, start, you know, tapping their hand on their knee. We even had one session where two of the patients who were not fully Alzheimer's, I mean, you know, far advanced, had their walkers, and they stood up and started waltzing in place with their walkers to the Tennessee Waltz. And so we just always come away more inspired probably than any of the patients and staff do, but the staff always are very excited about what they see in the patients who normally don't respond.
I've got tears in my eyes. I think that there's overwhelming joy. And I think that's very spiritual and scriptural. Yeah. And I just am thinking about Psalm 95, verse 1, where it says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." And Sherry, is that a manifestation of joy, what you just described?
Oh, my gosh, it is. Yes, just talking about it, you know, as I said, one of the things about it for me personally and for many of the band members is we've had personal experiences. I've got the MS issue, which, you know, causes a constant amount of discomfort. And every time preparing for this was joyous because it reminded me of all the reasons why I do this. Mm-hmm. And then weekly I'm reminded when we, you know, after the gig that we do at the house, because I feel so much better, you know, just for a while. During the session, and several of the band members have had Alzheimer's, for example, family members, and so it's very personal to them. Mm. So it is pure joy. It is.
Well, before we go to break, I'm going to just ask you a very quick question, and I'm not going to ask you to sing, so take a deep breath. That's okay. I'm taking
you
off the hook. Really would love to know if you feel that more nursing homes should incorporate live music for their residents and spend that extra effort to make it happen.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And if, I mean, absolutely. And, you know, people are willing to volunteer to come, you know, so it's a matter of just making the contacts. And if they don't know where to start, they could start with their employees and friends, who I guarantee you probably know people who are musical, you know, either in church choirs or at a school program or, you know, just do an informal house band. So there's a lot of ways to make those connections. And what we found is that either individual musicians or, like in our case, a band can be very effective. And what we found mainly is that lively versions of these old songs really seem to get the best patient responses. So say it's summertime, it can be a slow song, but we do sort of a real lively, upbeat version.
I love it. If you're just listening to our broadcast, this is Your Holistic Health. We're talking with Dr. Sherry Heumann tonight about music for nursing home elders with Alzheimer's. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician and will meet with you in person or by telephone or Skype if you're out of town. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, your host, and tonight we have the delightful, the talented, the diva, Dr. Sherry Heumann, who's talking with us about music for our nursing home elderly with Alzheimer's. Well, Dr. Sherry, I'm going to just broaden our conversation a bit, if I may please, and ask, do you have to be a professional? Now, you guys aren't amateurs by any stretch after 30 years, honestly, but there may be some in our listenership that think, well, I like the idea, but I'm just not quite talented enough. Do you have to be a professional to step up and volunteer and do something like this?
No, not at all. I mean, anyone who has a real desire, you know, and particularly has a, you know, maybe it's their voice that they feel like they can do something with, or maybe it's a piano, maybe it's a kazoo. You know, there's so many different ways to approach this and be very informal. I think one of the real characteristics that seems to make sense for Alzheimer's patients is to try to get them involved when you're there. So that means that sort of the spotlight does not have to be on you, the performer. You know, what you're doing is you're providing an opportunity for the Alzheimer's patients to sort of interact with you using music kind of as the framework, you know. So even if you have something like a kazoo, which is a wonderful sound, and, you know, anybody that can blow into it, you know, can do that. And if you happen to have something that's a little more advanced, like, you know, your voice or a piano or a guitar, it's really trying to get them to interact with you and to have some fun.
You know, and I'm also thinking about the staff. I think that some of them need a little gentle nudging, but given the opportunity, might just come out of their shells, too, and participate if they're given the opportunity or the instrument. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea, yes. And that way they're not, you know, if it's the staff, then they're not having to rely, say, on a volunteer always, you know, showing up or having to coordinate. And it's really amazing how many people are sort of closet musicians in a way, you know, and maybe they've sung in the shower or they've, you know, been in a quiet spot in their house where they've, you know, even hit things like a drum, you know, that kind of a thing. I mean, there's so many informal ways to do it. So the staff would be a great resource for that. And mm-hmm. The staff really seems to enjoy watching their patients come out of their shell, as you said a minute ago.
Well, I think there are other ways that we can see an application of, you know, music for healing to help memory, enhance individuals with such illnesses as Alzheimer's, but not necessarily even just the elderly. But let's just put a little thought in our listeners' minds about the young people in life. And for an example there, I'm aware of the Cincinnati Children's Hospital that has actually a music therapy program for the sick children and their families, because in many ways, the family members are just as stressed, maybe not experiencing the memory loss, but if you will, you know, in watching their loved ones go through the illness or their little ones go through their disease, who could benefit from a little lighthearted approach, a little joy, a little music as well. So, you know, I think that there's some utility for individuals beyond memory loss who've had great events of stress, traumatizing stress experiences, maybe even depression, to come on board and just for that moment in time, maybe just freeze and just revel in, bask in something happy enough to make one smile or to dance a waltz with a walker or to sit up and not think about their pain medicine or their pain, or it just sort of suspenses time, doesn't it?
It does. That's a great example, thinking of the children that are sick. And it reminds me that, you know, for example, if you feel like you're not the you know, total musical type, but you maybe want to do this for some sick children or in a unit like that, think about things like nursery rhymes that you sing. You know, Lazy Mary, will you get up? sort of thing.
Break out, Sherry, break out.
No,
you go, girl.
But, you know, there's a lot of musical nursery rhymes that are for children, but they're also for, you know, for fun-loving adults or for adults that would remember them from their childhood. And so those are wonderful ways to introduce music to the families. And, you know, you think about bands that we've maybe known in the past that were family bands. You know, that's where they came from, was the whole family got involved. And it's a wonderful idea to have the sick children and their families learn some music together.
I think musicians go to a place in their spirit, in their heart, when they're performing. As a fellow musician, it seems just today when I was rehearsing, I felt that I was not even in the moment. I didn't know where I was. I was so absorbed. And it felt good. It feels a connection, I guess, a larger than self, larger than the moment connection to a place in the order of life and the journey, and connecting to community. I feel a strong sense of community as I speak to you, and I think about your band and what you're doing for these dear Alzheimer patients, and how there's sort of a cycle of life that is generated through the instrument, and it becomes a voice. Music becomes a voice where words lack the ability to express and to I guess, connect. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's just remarkable, totally, when you're sitting in front of a group, especially with Alzheimer's, who are just start opening up. Their face opens up. Their eyes open up. And, you know, they may not remember what they did, you know, a few hours ago, but I'm telling you, you will see them sing exactly every word to a song. It's just remarkable, you know, because the dementia may have robbed them of certain abilities to remember, but those songs, that music is embedded in them from their childhood and their early days, and it comes back, and we'll sit there and watch them blossom and start singing, and even ahead of us they're singing, and, you know, you're just thrilled at that.
And I'll take it one step further. I think that because music is so emotive, and the emotions are intact, we read most all the way through life. We have an ability to, you know, make that connection and share love. I really feel that this is a very loving gesture, and it is a way that's very thirst-quenching. I mean, how could it not be? These are pure emotions coming from these dear ones, and this is a sort of a gift of love given from you and the band, as well as returned to you from your dear residents.
Yes, absolutely. I think the reason that we all get together, we probably all have, you know, weekly is, you know, we all have our own personal reasons, but we have been, if you look back on, you know, 8 to 10 plus, you know, other folks that come when they can, who have been meeting almost weekly for over 30 years. And, you know, these are all, you know, people who've been working. They may be retired now, but they've all been professionals, working busy jobs, having kids, having family issues, dealing with their own, you know, elderly family members. And yet we do this weekly. And that says a lot. I mean, because people don't usually commit to something and then keep doing it unless they're benefiting, and then also feeling like we can, you know, give back when we go out. It becomes a goal. It's a wonderful goal. I mean, the goal normally weekly is just to get together, and, you know, we don't talk that much. We do the music. Mm-hmm. We have new songs. We do old songs. New songs meaning people will bring in a song maybe from the 40s or 50s, but it's new to us. But we've kept doing it and out of it.
Well, I love it, every bit of it. And again, it's just a delight to hear the joy that's coming from you tonight on the air. But unfortunately, my dear, we are all out of time. I'm sure that we'll have to have you back again, because we want to know what you're doing in the future. And I'm going to keep an eye on you.
Thank you, Kathy. Dr. Kathy.
All right, dear. So we're going to wrap up our show with a quote of the week. And tonight it's about family. And it was written by Trenton Lee Stewart. And I quote, "Family is often born of blood, but it doesn't depend on blood, nor is it exclusive of friendship. Family members can be your best friends, you know, and best friends, whether or not they are related to you, can be your family, your extended family or your musical family." Thanks again so much to our guest, Dr. Sherry Heumann, for being with us tonight to talk about the healing power of music in our elderly nursing home patients with Alzheimer's. What a joy. And I hope many of you are inspired to run out and find an opportunity to serve in the listening area and do the same thing. Have music in our nursing homes. Please tune in again next week for the next edition of Your Holistic Health, when we will be talking with Jennifer Presimone about holistic aromatherapy on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings. And good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m. on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.